You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the previous hour, we were talking about this woman who injected herself with Vaseline to enhance her breasts, ends up not really telling the doctors what's going on. She ends up having trouble breathing. Some of the Vaseline made it all the way to her pulmonary artery, causing a pulmonary embolism, and she ends up dying. And so we were going to just quickly review how to bring up something if you are embarrassed, okay? A lot of times we do embarrassing things. Trust me, when I worked in the ER, a lot of very weird sex stories and sex happenings. You know, one of the reasons why I'm on air, it's not because, no, GCN couldn't find anybody else. No, they have plenty of great radio hosts. They just, I think I begged them and I begged them and I begged them for them to put me on air. But one of the reasons why my show has lasted so long is I take embarrassing topics and I make them very realistic, practical, such that it's really not that embarrassing. Right? You know, I mean, you'll look at, I guess, shows from, I don't know, the 1970s and 1980s, and you'd rarely hear, you know, about hemorrhoids or erectile dysfunction or anything like that. There were things you just didn't talk about 30 years ago. And now we can. I mean, look at what happened with erectile dysfunction. People would come in very embarrassed about Viagra. And now, I mean, everybody's making jokes about Viagra. I mean, any sitcom makes some sort of joke about Viagra. It is now, in this day and age, okay to talk about. It's okay to talk about. And so, you know, one goal I had, you know, 5 years ago when I first went on air, having seen so many people have colon cancer or rectal cancer and too embarrassed to go to their doctor because they had bleeding hemorrhoids and it never got addressed or looked at because they wouldn't bring it up, is to let you guys know that hemorrhoids aren't really an embarrassing thing, okay? And if you got some bleeding, you got to get that checked out. Nothing to be embarrassed about, okay? We all have orifices. We all have to do things. You know, it helps when you hear that the president or that Katie Couric or certain stars get things done. I think it does help my patients knowing I get my colonoscopies and I get my pap smears. Yeah, I was taught to kind of keep things to myself because people really don't need any images of their doctor getting these things done. But when I got my mammogram, when I got my colonoscopy, I had the trade to post the pictures. I mean, I was dressed, of course, but I didn't care. I'm like, let people know that this is something to do. This is easy. And the funny thing is you see more and more radio people now send pictures of them being in the hospital bed or being in the surgical center, right? Because it's actually, let's make something that's embarrassing cool. And why don't we make it in vogue to be in your hospital gown getting something done? Again, now you don't really need to show us the enema. I mean, we don't need to go that far. But, you know, we're doing this to save lives. This woman died because she injected her breasts with Vaseline to augment her breasts. She was too embarrassed to tell the doctors. So the doctors couldn't figure out what the hell was going on until they saw injection sites in her breasts. Then when they asked her, she's like, well, this is what I do. By then it's too late. So what do we have to do to have you guys be less embarrassed? Now, I understand you guys are really concerned about privacy. I get that. I really do get that. I'm embarrassed, okay? Not because of things I do, but I am definitely embarrassed for you that we have a system where insurance companies know more about your medical history than your doctor themselves. I mean, I'm so frustrated by that. I think it's ridiculous. There should be no reason why your insurance company has to know your diagnosis. No reason at all. And so when it comes to having privacy, I get that. Okay, but hopefully the conversation between you have and your doctor and it dealing with and it addressing, you know, let's say you're needing a colonoscopy or a prostate check, etc. Hopefully you at least get that done. And don't be embarrassed by it, okay? In fact, you'll feel better that it's done. I can't tell you how many people go, Dahlia, I got my colonoscopy last year, I'm good. You know, you kind of feel good that you got it done. You know, I mean, that's what life is all about, people. You know, just get it done so you can move on and you can enjoy your life. So, you know, I've talked about how many people will misdiagnose themselves and they'll go to the doctor. When we come back from break, I want to read you what my trucker buddies wrote. And, it's kind of concerning. And, I want to read it to you where he's concerned that, he's going to lose a job because he has X, Y, and Z diagnosis. And, we're going to talk about that. But your job is to make sure you don't diagnose you. Your job is to make sure you just get yourself fixed. Let us deal with the diagnoses because sometimes you don't have the diagnosis that you think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Other topics I want to get to this hour that I couldn't in the last hour is how HPV-linked throat cancer may have certain telltale signs, where if you have a certain symptom, we may be looking at HPV, human papilloma virus, throat cancer. We're also going to talk about this nasal filter that's supposed to help ease allergies. It makes perfect sense to me. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully people can tolerate it being there. Starbucks. This is interesting. You know, Starbucks, I guess, is starting to sell beer, wine, and even certain food dishes. From what I understand, Starbucks first offered alcohol at one of its Seattle cafes. And they find that it kind of works for people if they're near a movie theater or near kind of a social setting. Like if you guys are ever in Victoria, British Columbia, there's a street that has, I think, two or three Starbucks, like, you know, back and forth across the street from each other within like a block or two radius. Well, that's a big place for nighttime. So I could see how Starbucks wants to now compete with bars and restaurants. So I guess they offer beer and wine after 4 p.m. at one of its Seattle cafes, and now they're doing that at 26 cafes. They also have a variety of small foods, like little tapas type stuff. So, I mean, you wonder, why does Starbucks now have to, you know, go beyond coffee? Are we sick of paying $5 for a coffee? That's my guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, the $5 for Life campaign starts today. For the next 10 weeks, I am trying to raise $100,000 for kids with blood cancer to help them pay their copays, their blood cancer treatment, as well as to help fund research for blood cancer. Now, that's a big task for me to raise $100,000, and I can't do it without you guys. I'm personally asking every listener to just donate $5. Just $5. We could figure out from some of these bigger companies and organizations how to get some bigger donations, but imagine if I could get everybody to pay $5. We could do amazing. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. There's a link there that says help children fight blood cancer, and there's a way for you to donate. You can even do it through PayPal. So it's a very, very secure site that goes through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a very, very legit, phenomenal national company. So you guys have nothing to worry about there. And all I'm asking is $5. If you could donate more, hell yeah, that's awesome. Any company or anybody that donates more than $500, we are going to post their logo on the website. and definitely give credit where credit's due. We are not going to reveal what anybody donated, but any of our donors that donated more than $500, I definitely want to give them some appreciation on the website. So go to drdahlia.com. Please check that out. We get tons and tons of traffic there, so it's definitely worth your going to take a peek. And right now, just $5. All we're just asking is $5. That's it. Just five. One, two, three, four, five. In fact, just save a dollar today and save another dollar tomorrow. Save another dollar the next day. You see, it's really, really easy. Just $5 because we're talking about kids here. Couldn't be a more important group. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So I got a message a while back from one of my trucker buddies who thinks he needs to take time off, and he thinks he has depression, he thinks he has anxiety, and if he goes to the doctor for depression and anxiety, the doctor could give him medication, and then unfortunately he can't drive on that medication, so then he's out of a job. And he asks, what should I do? Now, this is a big mistake many of you guys make. You diagnose yourselves without being diagnosed, and you know, many of you will say, no, the doctor diagnosed me. Okay, well, did the doctor diagnose you because you walked in and said, I have depression? Okay, I mean, you know, we need to now be very, very careful in this day and age what you're getting labeled, because this whole insurance thing is an absolute mess. And I don't want people given a diagnosis of depression when they actually have anxiety. Now, I told you about the diagnosis of depression where I was kind of scratching my head out of medical school, because I thought depression growing up was you were really, really sad and you were just in a funk. And many of us have been there, you know, with a breakup or getting dumped or getting cheated on or looking at our radio show ratings. You know, you just are like, really, this sucks. You're sad. You're forlorn. You're melancholy. And it stinks. I think we've all experienced some sort of depression at some point. You lose a loved one, you're really sad. Okay? And then I noticed that doctors were diagnosing people with depression who were very witchy and grumpy and irritable. And I'm like, but they're irritable. Is that depression? Yeah, they suffer from depression. Okay, well, I mean, maybe they do suffer from some depression also. But I start to notice that more and more people were diagnosed with depression. You start to see more and more use of the medications like the Prozac, the Zoloft, the Lexapro. And these medications are phenomenal. And I've talked about why I use them, because they help raise people's serotonin. And it helps people who are irritable, crampy, PMS-y, headachey, ulcery, you know, men who really seem to kind of focus their energy in their stomach area and having heartburn, etc. So I noticed that these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors help with a variety of symptoms. Well, I realized what happened. You know, many people came to learn that, okay, all those are signs of depression, being irritable, stomach issues, insomnia, etc. And that's a way to get the insurance company to pay for the medication. But, I mean, have we really started to go down the wrong path with what we're calling depression? Because if you are, let's say, going in, or even anxiety, well, you're having trouble sleeping and you're bitter and you're irritable, so you suffer from anxiety. Well, I don't know. There was a family member of mine diagnosed with chronic anxiety disorder. She doesn't have chronic anxiety disorder. She's got a screw loose. She doesn't have anxiety. She's not really anxious about things. This woman is just kind of a kooky. And I know that. She knows that. And maybe she needs something to stabilize her or something. But, I mean, she really doesn't have, you know, generalized anxiety disorder. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I do understand that we have widened the criteria and allowed more people to fall under that, because it does help them get the treatment that they needed. Years ago, you couldn't get treatment for depression and anxiety. Insurance wouldn't cover it. Now they do. And so I understand that in order for you to get treatment, you're like, fine. If you have to call me depressed, if you have to call me anxious, fine. But I think we're really under-educating people where they're saying, well, I have an anxiety disorder because I have trouble sleeping. Well, you have trouble sleeping because you're sitting there playing Candy Crush or you're Facebooking at all hours and you're, you know, maybe drinking or you're, you know, popping Red Bulls all day. I mean, does that mean you really have a psychological disorder? No, that means you're not doing things right and you're not living a healthy lifestyle. So first, be very careful because I don't want anybody losing their job or trying to get disability with, you know, with a diagnosis that they truly and honestly don't have. And then, of course, with the wrong diagnosis, you get the wrong medication. I don't think you should give the average depressed person Zoloft in the beginning. I would say maybe more of a Wellbutrin or something else because sometimes these people could fall into a deeper funk. And so even though I know certain depressive symptoms do improve with Zoloft, if you have somebody that could be suicidal, that could be some scary stuff. So first and foremost, don't diagnose yourself. Go to the doctor and go, look, I'm having trouble sleeping. Okay, and there's a variety of things I do at night. Now, of course, doctors are trained to immediately zone in on depression if you have elements of depression. But if you really look at the criteria, a lot of us could have that. Trouble sleeping, trouble concentrating, using your diet to elevate your mood, not looking forward to certain things, finding yourself not wanting to get up in the morning and go to work. Okay, I mean, I've just described to all of us. I mean, you know, not wanting to listen to somebody harp all day. If you took a look at my typical, you know, anybody that's ever worked with me on radio, okay, that have to come into work and listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and deal with her crazy butt. No. You know what? Do we diagnose them with depression? Hell no. So don't diagnose yourself. Go in and say what your symptoms are. Now, you also have to be very, very honest. Many of you come in getting antidepressants or getting anti-anxiety medicine, and what's really going on is you can't stand your wife, and you're just trying to get through the marriage. Or women, you can't stand your husband, or you can't stand your job. Okay, well, then you got to be honest. I am sick and tired of diagnosing people with depression and anxiety, medicating them, only to find 5 years later they get divorced, they're in a new relationship, and they don't need the medicine anymore. Why? Why did I give you that medication to begin with? You said you were depressed. Okay, are you really, really depressed? Yeah, you know, so honesty is huge. You know, I told you about that one patient where she was coming in saying, I need my asthma medication. So I slipped her into the schedule quick because I had a little opening between pap smears. I'm like, great, you need your asthma medication, wonderful. Well, I decide to actually stop and talk to her and go, okay, you know, why do you think this is your asthma? Oh, that because I'm wheezing again. Okay, so she's wheezing. My asthma is acting up. Well, I do her spirometry just to check her asthma status, and she's actually not, I mean, her lungs are fine. So I'm like, you know, what's wrong with you? Oh, it's my asthma. I go, stop saying asthma. What are you feeling? Why do you think it's your asthma? Well, because I'm short of breath. Okay, now that's different. Now I have a woman standing in front of me who's short of breath. That causes me to think down a completely other different differential than somebody who's coming in saying I have asthma. So we look at her heart. We look at her lungs. By the time I get done with her, we find out that she actually had a tumor on her heart. The tumor got addressed. It got fixed. She never needed her asthmatic medication again. Why? Because years ago, a doctor diagnosed her with asthma. And she never had it. It was a tumor on her heart the whole time. So don't go in with a diagnosis. Go in saying your symptoms. Do you have a cough? Do you have fatigue? Forlornness? That's what you do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we're doing the $5 for a life campaign. I need everybody to donate $5. We're using this to save kids' lives and adults' lives that have some sort of blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We make it very, very easy for you to donate because we know how difficult things are for everybody. And all I'm asking is $5 right now. Okay, if you want to donate more, oh, hell yeah, we'll take it. But I really, really, really need everybody to donate $5, please. Okay? And no, it's not to keep me on the air, trust me. In fact, no, I mean, I could still get kicked off the air, don't worry. Just because you donate $5 doesn't mean it's going to keep me on air, okay? You, all right? Don't worry, it's not going to affect you having to listen to me the rest of your life. It's to help a life. And that, to me, is way more important. So thank you. All right, let's talk about these nasal filters. This looks pretty cool. A new device that you could wear in your nose about the size of a contact lens works like a miniature air filter for a furnace and may keep out pollen and other allergens out of your sinuses. A small study reports that this, I want to sneeze just talking about this. A small study reports that this nasal filter could reduce daily sneezing by an average of 45% and daily runny nose by an average of 12%. The device has a brand name of Rhinix. It's not yet commercially available. They said they found clinically relevant reductions in daily nasal symptoms with Rhinix compared to placebo, especially in sneezing, itchy, and runny nose symptoms. Okay, this sucker is going to not work. I could already tell you it's not going to work. Oh, it's a shame. I'll tell you why. Let's go through this first, okay? Apparently, there's a medical and doctoral student at Aarhus University, Denmark. His name is Peter Kenny. He's the inventor of the nasal filter. He's the founder and CEO of the company that has filed an application for approval of the device by the U.S. FDA. The filter, I guess, has a flexible frame that is inserted into the nostrils. There's a filtering membrane on the frame for each nostril. A small plastic band is visible at the bottom of the nose between the nostrils so you know it's there. And depending on the filter's density, it'll block certain particles in the air, including pollen from grass. Pollen from grass is one of the most frequent causes of hay fever. So they studied it in 24 people who were known to be allergic to grass pollen. They were exposed to a standardized amount of grass pollen for 30 minutes at a time. And then they had, I guess, 210 minutes of exposure. One time they wore the device without the filtering membrane, and another time they did. They found that their symptom scores were reduced by 21%, and those wearing the device. Daily itching was down 36%, daily runny nose 12%, reduction of sneezing 45%, throat irritation 75%. They found no difference in airflow, so you were still getting your air between those wearing the filter and those wearing the placebo. And the device is disposable, so you wear it for a day and you throw it out. Some people will probably use it for an entire day. Other people will only use it as they go to the park. Only one person in the study was concerned about their appearance. They said that once people got used to wearing the nasal filters, they won't notice them. No, they don't understand. We're too vain for that. The filters are not yet in production, and we have no idea how much cost would be. Now, okay, here's my problem. It's sometimes not the quantity of the allergen. We think, of course, some people, depending on the quantity, could be more reactive, all right? But many of us know just one little baby whiff of something could be enough to throw us into a tizzy. So my concern is if that filter isn't 100%, it could give some people some false hope. And like you saw, some of these percentages was only down by 12%, you know, and once you start to sneeze, then, okay, then for many of us know we go into these big sneezing jags and then it keeps going on and then, you know, once it starts, it can't stop. And then are you also protecting yourself from other aspects? Are you protecting yourself from, you know, what you're breathing in through your mouth? So if you're, you know, not everything comes from the nose. But I admit, if you are taking some medication and you don't qualify for allergy shots and you are, shall we say, just trying to minimize, I could see why this is a blockage. I mean, this is something that makes some sense. I mean, I wear a mask a lot of times when I'm outside, but you still get the allergies because it's still on your hair. You still have to take off the mask. And again, they brought up a good point. How vain are we? Are we going to want something sitting there in our nose? And then is it going to itch? Is our nose going to dry out? I mean, look at how many people cannot handle the CPAP or the BiPAP. They think it blows. I have patients so gosh darn mad at me that I put them on CPAP and BiPAP. Why? Because they don't want something in their face. I don't know if I can handle something being in my nose long term. I just don't. No, my finger's not in my nose. No. One of you had asked me the other day about nose picking. All right, you have to clean out your nose. When is it considered nose picking and when is it considered cleaning out your nose? Okay, technically, your nose does not need to be cleaned out. Like, in general, most ears do not have to be cleaned out. Your orifices know what to do. Same thing with douching. You really don't have to douche because your body has mechanisms on cleaning out. Sometimes, unfortunately, things get a little bit overwhelming. You can have a lot of crispy and boogies in your nose. You could start to get overproduction of the wax. You could, unfortunately, have, well, we won't talk about the vagina. Let's just stay above the waist for now. Okay, so when it comes to then, you know, nosing and crusties or whatever, the only time I've told people to not pick their nose because it was asked of me are your heavy nosebleeders. So when I have patients that are having very heavy nosebleeds, I have to remind them, don't be picking your nose. Now, the reason why I remind them, it's not because I think they're chronic nose pickers. It's because they're going to feel a sensation of the clot that's forming, and they're going to want to go in and pick it out. So we tell, because I remember I would tell men, and they're like, oh, come on, I don't pick my nose, please. And the wife is like, yeah, you do. I go, no, nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm saying you're going to feel like something's in there, and you're going to want to go in there and dig it out. Don't do that. No digging. And so, you know, but, yeah, I mean, if you need to clean your nose out, what I always recommend is a nice warm cloth, moist cloth. You know, you could even use a little bit of baby shampoo if you have to. All right. But I really don't like you getting fingers up in there because, again, you could bleed. And if you have dirt on your fingers, which a lot of us do, now you just incorporated it into your respiratory tree. So no nose picking, okay? There's plenty of other places you could stick your fingers. That didn't come out right. I'm sorry. No. Just don't pick your nose or put your fingers anywhere where they shouldn't be. Okay. Speaking of things that shouldn't be where they are, HPV in the mouth. Okay. Throat cancer. We know that HPV, the human papillomavirus, has been linked to throat cancer. All right. Michael Douglas Jr. had been, well, not Michael, the Kirk Douglas was the father, so I guess he's not Jr., he's just Michael Douglas. Isn't the Michael Douglas Jr., isn't one of his sons in jail or something, or just got out of jail? Anyway. All right. So they say the first symptoms of throat and mouth cancer, okay, that come from HPV. This is very, very interesting. Actually, we're going to be talking about this on after the next break because this is important. When you get throat cancer, there's a variety of things that could cause throat cancer: alcohol, smoking, etc., but also human papillomavirus. They're saying that depending on what is causing your throat cancer, you may have different symptoms. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about, oh, I apologize here. Now my computer just died. Maybe I should have just talked about that. This man charged with sexual assault. He claims the woman consented to it because, look at me, I look good. So have you ever heard of anybody using the I am too good looking to rape sort of, I don't understand why the defense would even entertain that. So we're going to talk about that on break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And don't forget the $5 for a life campaign. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and donate your $5, please, to help kids fight blood cancer. And through research as well as paying for their copays and financial assistance, etc. This is through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But go to my website at drdahlia.com, follow the Fight Blood Cancer link, and that'll then gear you to where you need to go to donate $5. You can do it on PayPal, credit cards, you could send a check, whatever you want to do. I don't care. Just help, please. So, too good looking to rape. This is being reported by Mail Online. A man charged with kidnapping, robbing, sexually assaulting a woman at gunpoint. All right, says no, he couldn't have done the rape because he is, quote-unquote, so handsome. Darius Mathis, I guess, persuaded a member of a jury in Marietta, Georgia, that his alleged victim must have consented to sex with him because he was so damn good looking. Therefore, the, I guess, jury was hung 11-1 after nearly 4 days of deliberation back in September, forcing the judge to declare a mistrial. Now, prosecutors successfully applied for a retrial, which is going to begin this week. Yesterday, the woman had to go through her story with another jury the whole second time. Unfortunately, this occurred, the alleged attack occurred October 25th, 2011, when Mathis approached the unnamed 24-year-old woman as she was leaving CVS Pharmacy and pulled out a gun. He then forced her to drive to various ATM cash machines and withdraw money before sexually assaulting her, the court had heard. She said, he had told me to get in the car, and I actually begged him to take my car. I had pushed my wallet that was in my hand and my keys towards him, and I was like, here, please take my car. You can have my car, everything. He then forced her to drive from the Austell CVS into Atlanta, where unfortunately he allegedly sexually assaulted her. The lawyer claimed she consented to the sex, mostly because of his good looks and the fact that she gave him her phone number. The woman said she gave him the phone number because she was terrified. His defense counsel offered an alternative explanation, however, claiming she was attracted to his bubbly personality and handsome features. That's weird. Why would she give him the phone number? He walked up to her with a bottle of Vicodin and said, want to buy some pills? Sure, get in. We'll go to the ATM. So he's facing kidnapping, carjacking, assault, and weapons charges. Now, you know, whenever I hear of these cases, I always think both sides. Okay, number one is how do you avoid being assaulted and attacked, etc. If I'm walking out of a CVS pharmacy, I don't get into the car. I run back into the pharmacy and, you know, go and buy some pepper spray or something like that. Tampons, I don't know, but I never get into the car. I would be, like, booking it, okay? I would be going to a public place. So I just, and I understand with a gun they could shoot. I get that. I know, but I was just always taught, I can't give you that information. That, you gotta, you know, you have to take your own self-defense courses. I can't tell you to go and fight and, you know, take somebody on with a gun. But for me, how I was taught, do not get into the car. Oh, no way. Hell no. You just scream, run, and get the hell out of there. You have much more of a fighting chance than him taking you somewhere or she taking you somewhere and killing you. So for me, I would have probably A, done that. Okay. B, if somebody asked for a phone number, I wouldn't give them my personal phone number. I would give a phone number. So this is very odd that there was an actual phone number that was a real phone number. So what sort of, it still doesn't account for him doing what he allegedly did, but still. Where you always get nervous, whenever you hear this, is number one is how do you not be a victim? But then number two, how do you also not be a victim of somebody falsely accusing you? You know, I have two sons, and I tell them all the time, even though I think they're still a little too young for this, that you can't touch, do, make a suggestion, etc., without something coming back to haunt you later. So you need to make sure that if you later do lovey-dovey with somebody, that it was extremely consensual. And I don't want them doing lovey-dovey. I told them no lovey-dovey stuff. That's what we use. We don't use the word sex in our house. We use lovey-dovey. No lovey-dovey stuff. Although they don't understand, like, what does love have to do with it? You know, and my husband's like, yeah, can you explain that one? Like, shut up. But, you know, I'm even having that talk that, you know, look, you know, be, you know, when you sleep with somebody, okay, how are you going to prove that it was consensual? Okay, most people don't sit there and get all their ducks in a row or get a signed contract. And we've talked about that, you know, how to protect yourself. We have a lot of people that get sued in Las Vegas because they gave somebody herpes. And, you know, they come to me going, but she had herpes. I didn't give it to her. I mean, she had it. How does she prove that I was the one? Well, if nobody had all their ducks in a row and all the proof and used, you know, then no. Okay, I mean, it's all up to a jury and what they think. This I'm too good looking excuse is absolutely stupid, all right? But I gotta say, that is very odd that he had the woman's phone number. I mean, but then again, people do unfortunately attack people that they do know. Just because he had the phone number doesn't necessarily mean he's innocent. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the first symptoms of throat and mouth cancer may be no symptoms at all. We know smoking is a major risk factor, chronic infection, as well as strains of HPV. Now, the human papillomavirus causes warts, genital warts in the area, mouth warts, anal warts, and it is now the most commonly sexually transmitted disease in the United States. Remember, it used to be chlamydia? Now human papillomavirus, HPV, is the most commonly sexually transmitted disease. Luckily, we have a vaccine out there now. Now, the rate of HPV has been rising, especially in white adults younger than 55. Right? They're not sure why white versus another ethnicity, but experts are suspecting that changes in oral sex practices have a lot to do with it. Okay? Now, I'm not saying it's more common in one ethnicity, but they say they're starting to see more and more rising cases. The CDC estimates that at each year, 8,400 Americans are being diagnosed with oropharyngeal cancer that's HPV caused. Now, this is some scary stuff. Now, Dr. Terry Day decided to study what are some of the signs, because when you get diagnosed with throat cancer, many times it's diagnosed too late. You think it's post-nasal drip. You think it's some heartburn issue. You think it's a chronic sore throat. Well, his team looked at records for 88 patients diagnosed with the cancer between 2008 and 2013. 71 of those 88 patients had HPV-positive cancer. For them, the first symptom was just a lump in the neck. Half of those patients had a mass in the neck versus only 18% of patients with HPV-negative cancer. So they're thinking, if you have a lump in your neck, that could be more of a sign of HPV-related throat cancer as opposed to something else. I know some of you are like, well, does it matter? You got throat cancer. Well, yeah, it matters. It does. For the patients without HPV infection, those were the ones that said, oh, I had a sore throat, I had difficulty swallowing. More than half complained of a sore throat. Now, I'm not saying just because you have HPV-linked cancer, you don't have a sore throat. Michael Douglas had been complaining of a sore throat. So sore throats do happen, but of course his was stage 4. Some patients with the HPV-linked cancer also had sore throat too. You see, stubborn sore throat or trouble swallowing, etc. But they found that the fact that you could just have a lump in your neck and no other symptom means take the lumps in the neck very seriously. Don't just wait until you have a sore throat. Now, many times people will have a sore throat, they'll get antibiotics. The antibiotic won't work, so they go back and get another one. And then they blame it on the Z-Pak not working or whatever. And no, it has nothing to do with the Z-Pak not working. You're trying to treat a virus-induced cancer. Of course antibiotics won't work. Maybe they're a little into anti-inflammatory, some people will claim, but for the most part, no. Definitely get checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Take me down, little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down, little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.